What?
Welcome to My Life as It Exists the day after winning the Junior Director's Chair Award for my short film, Kaleidoscope Lunch. My entree into the elite world of filmmakers extraordinaire. This is my bed. Maybe once I'm famous, I could pay someone to make it. These are my best friends and my brother Dill. Here are my trophies for baseball, soccer, and my brother Dill? Auteur at work here? Sorry. Here's my old dog and his father. Ah, I remember when I planted Dill. What up with this?
Quite simply, I'm capturing my place in your history before it's too late. Who knows what effect the cross the fame border has on sibling symbiosis?
Earth to Dill, translation please.
This award is just the beginning. Once you're a big-time director, the dynamic duo of T&D Pickles will be no more. All my dreams of Pickles Brothers, Inc. dashed.
And Pickles Brothers, Inc. was gonna do what, exactly?
Duh, make ink. Now I guess I'll just be the brother that fame forgot.
Okay, Dill, this is whack. First of all, even if I do get famous, who says you won't be the brother that got famous, too?
Three words, T. Lars Christian Andersen.
Who's that?
Exactly.
Wait till you see my robotic balloon animal maker.
Okay, Mr. Me.
Stop him!
Hello? Aren't we supposed to be planning a surprise party for Tommy?
Of course, still, you're right. I'm afraid we got caught up in What's Your Tragedy?
This poor gal's mutt dragged her wedding dress through a mud puddle, and her bonehead mother washed it and threw it in the dryer. On high!
She has one day to lose 18 pounds.
Okay, party planning time for my award-winning...
Tommy!
Hi. Here, we track my growth as a boy and an artiste.
And who knows where the next notch will find you, sweetie.
And this is the artiste's mom.
See, even our own mother sees your future as a vast unknown. There's only one thing left for me to do.
Join the circus, I hope?
Eventually. But until then, I must make the most of our remaining time together as brothers.
What are you doing?
Not wasting a minute of the Pickles Brotherthon! Two of everything, except one double-yolked egg! Your spork! Let the brotherhooding begin!
Oh, it's gonna be a long day.
This party's gonna rock!
How cool is it that Tommy won that award?
Remember, it is mongo importanto that we keep the party a secret.
Why did they have to tell us about it? Why?
So we could help decorate?
But you know I'm a terrible secret keeper. There's lying involved. And I'm the world's worst liar. I'm gonna spill the beans. I just know it. I might as well just live here until the party.
Good idea.
Nah! He's coming! Not a word!
Pickles brothers, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that means we're tight.
Brothers
bump. Brothers bend. Pickles brothers to the end.
You happy now? You're
reading a math book in front of Chucky's locker? Where is Chucky?
Just hanging out, not saying anything about anything. What's there to talk about anyway? Weather's nice. Gotta go.
And, what's up with the whatever it is you're doing?
We're savoring the last few inches on the Brotherhood yardstick before T is suddenly thrust to the other side. Fame is funny that way.
Numero gazillion on Dill's my brother and me to-do list before he's the forgotten sibling, lost in the shadow of my greatness.
It's not like it hasn't happened to brothers before. Two words, my friends. Gabe Ruth.
Okay, Dill, while I praise the idea of swapping clothes as yet another shared brother bonding moment, I must point out that hand-me-downs are easier to maneuver in than hand-me-ups. I've gone along with this so far, but now it's time to
begin our retrospective on the brothers Marks, Ringling, and Dr. Joyce.
Cool it! It's getting annoying! You gotta get off my back!
Aha! The first brick crumbles in the oh-so-real imaginary wall.
Dill, hear me loud and clear. Sure, it's a cool award, okay? But whatever you think is gonna change between us is bogus. Got it?
Tommy, there's a reporter on the phone. He wants to interview you.
Awesome.
Isn't this exciting, Dill?
Remember, people, you're kangaroos.
I'm Dill, Tommy Pickle's brother.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid you're just not right for the part. Next.
But I'm...
Stone Sterling.
I want to thank my mother, Dee Dee, and my father, Stu, for their support and inspiration. And my dog, Spike. And my other dog, Spiffy. And... Oh, yeah, and my brother... I now know what I have to do. First, get out of this butt trap. Then, prepare for life without Tommy. I am ready to initiate Plan E. Seeing as I never accepted B to D as legitimate letters, I shall learn to hang with my fellow fourth grade brethren. How hard can it be to fit in? Is this seat taken?
You're ugly.
You got that right.
That was just a test to see if Chucky could lie, Philip.
Well, Lillian, maybe you should have a test where he actually has to lie.
Yeah. May I remind you that you look just like me if you had style and cute hair?
Okay, Chucky, let's try it again. Tell that girl her shoes are way cool.
But I think they are cool.
They're pukey chartreuse green.
Here she comes. Do it.
I think your pukey green shoes are cool. It's no use. I'm hopeless. Oh. Aren't you the kid who thinks the Earth is triangular?
And walks backwards a lot.
And, like, talks to aliens.
Absolutely not. They respond to more of a whistle thing. But stick with me, and over the years I can teach these and other seemingly difficult feats to you, my new compadres, amigos, buds. So, my new brothers, what say we cartwheel to class in formation? No. What was I thinking? That's weird. We'll spin!
So, remember, Java Lava right after school. I'll bring the crepe paper.
I'm color-coordinating balloons to match people's outfits.
Uh-oh, ixnay on the party talkie.
Hey, guys, what up?
Oh, nothing.
Chucky, what's wrong with your face? You look weird.
Weird? Nothing's weird. What could be weird? I mean, it's a perfectly normal day with no surprises. No, not surprises! Who said that? And don't come to the Java Lava. It's closed. We got termites.
Gotta get to class early. I want to get a good seat. You almost totally blew it.
You are so without the sneaky, lying, and conniving gene.
And you call yourself an 11-year-old.
Okay. You have got to avoid Tommy.
What if I can't?
Sneaky, conniving, and the world's best liar.
Teach him to what?
Do you not realize that the art of lying is a gift? Something you're born with? Like my perfect nose?
Mm-hmm. There's a good lie right there.
Angelica does have a genius for it. I still believe her every time she swears she'll only take a sip of my smoothie.
Who cares about some stupid surprise party just because Tommy won a dinky award?
It's not dinky, Angelica. It means a lot to Tommy. And this party is a way of congratulating him, and I just can't be the one to ruin it!
Okay. You're lucky I'm a giver. Plant your feet solidly on the ground. Look me straight in the eye. Lose your conscience. And say it like you mean it. Here comes an example. You're smart. You'll get it.
Thanks.
Don't. That was the example.
Oh.
This is Miss O'Keefe with an important announcement.
Hey, guys, where are you going?
Hey, Dee, why the long face?
Oh, hi, Dee. It's just that I figured it's time I made some new friends. But when I tried, they did...
Paper? Ah! You have got to come over and meet my friends. We will simply die if you don't give us your autograph.
Huh? I'm really not...
Whoa!
Ah! Catch you later, Dee!
Ah! Yeah, whatever.
La 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 la.
So, how'd you go with Angelica? I think you're a very bright kid.
Success.
Now, Betty's taking care of the smoothie fixing, coffee beans, and party hats. Where is Betty?
Aww. I just used the baldness paint spray to cover a tiny little spot. And I had the allergic reaction, leaving me with this. I'd shave it, but it hurts.
Jeez Louise, talk about your losers.
What's the haps for Tommy's tomorrow? We know our boys round the corner from fame.
But listen, when Charlotte gets here, remember, this is her first public appearance since she had her work done. So when you see her, try not to look too surprised.
Let's just hope I don't have to see her on What's Your Tragedy?
What's the haps? For Tommy's tomorrow, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Hi, sweetie. I thought you had soccer practice.
I did, but I had to duck out. I have groupies.
Can you take something for that?
Oh, no. I'm not here.
Chucky, you go back there and keep Tommy busy while we hide this stuff. Then get him out of here and bring him back for the shindig.
Me?
Do you have any idea what it's like to be chased by crazy lovesick girls? One of them wanted my sock.
No. Aww. And ew.
I tried mint, mouthwash, even a professional tongue scraping, but no luck. Halitosis sent her packing.
Wow. That is tragic.
Oh.
Whose life could be more tragic than that, folks, huh? I'll tell you who. Meet Dill Pickles! Dill, tell our studio audience and viewers at home, what's your tragedy?
My one and only brother has forgotten I exist.
Sorry, no admittance.
But I've got to get in there. I'm Tommy, Dill Pickles' brother.
Yeah, right. Sorry, kid.
Okay, this is serious. He's got to get inside to tell his brother that their mother's uncle, Uncle Dill, who he's named after, met with an untimely elephant accident. And he's at the zoo infirmary asking for little Dill. It's touch and go as we speak. Would you deprive a partially crushed man his last wish to see his great little, little great nephew? Would I make this up?
Go get him. For Uncle Dill.
Where did you learn to lie like that?
It's a gift.
But he just didn't have time.
Tommy, the selfish, self-centered, all about me, brother?
I think they're coming.
Man your stations!
Surprise!
False alarm, people.
Remember, we aren't supposed to look surprised.
She started it.
Look, Dill! I'm sorry I made you feel this way. Aww. But it's all in your head! Okay, Dee. I'm sorry for telling you to get off my back. And then I was signing autographs instead of listening to you, okay?
No!
Who asked you?
Okay, Mr. Me. Tell us why you launched a campaign to have Dill's name stricken from the family tree.
Huh?
Go with me.
Why?
That's not true.
Come on, Dill. Let's get out of here.
What's it gonna be, Dill? Do you really need a brother like this?
Dump him, Tommy. After this, I'm doing the Dr. Ned Show segment. Only child. Like it or lump it.
That's it! You're coming with me! Alone!
Well, time to sell soap!
What do you want me to say, Dill, that I'm sorry I won the award? I can't believe you wouldn't be happy for me. So what's this really all about?
I am happy for you, T, and really proud. I guess...
What?
That I've always known I see the world...
Like a giant triangle, I know.
No. Well, yes, but no. I'm different. You know, like how I think, And I guess I was worried that if you're gone, there won't be anyone who, you know, gets me.
Dee, I'm not going anywhere. And so you're different. And so is Einstein and Mozart and the guy who invented Spam. You're the one who's gonna make a name for himself.
I think.
I know. And I'm gonna be right there with you when it happens. Brothers Buck, Brothers Ben, Pickles Brothers till the end.
Guys, can we go? They think I'm the next tragedy. And we're already 20 minutes late for the, quilting bee. Bingo! Who's got time? You're having a surprise party! Sorry.
Wow, really? Well, let's go, bro. It wouldn't be a surprise party without one of your surprises.
Surprise?
Surprise! Congratulations!
You always will.
You look good.
So, Chucky, you pulled it off.
Not exactly. I'm kind of happier being a good truth teller.
Oh, yeah? Me too!
You're hopeless.
Hey, how about we work on my next film? Together. Pickles Brothers Productions.
What's the haps for Tommy's tomorrow? We know our boy's round the corner from fame.
So I see it. The Dill Pickle Story.
No. Life with Dill. No, wait. My brunch with Dill.
How about Dill?
Cool it.
Not as catchy.
We know our boy's round the corner from fame. So listen up, all you sisters and brothers. To us, T-Pickles, we'll still be the same.